And now this is a dictation for Jan Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R, December 949. Addresses a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow-up for Mr. Skinner. We did a teleconference. He has developed two episodes of gout, right-sided ankle and left-sided midfoot since the last visit in September. Allopurinol was started with significant improvement. I don't believe uric acid has been checked. Weight up to 17, previously 213. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Has arthritis of his feet. He's planning to see an orthopedic doctor. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, no gross claudication or edema. Denied chest pain palpitation, increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, syncope, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Because of the gout, HCTC was discontinued for blood pressure remains on lisinopril and Norvasc was added. Occasional diarrhea on Imodium. Allopurinol as indicated before. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 141/83. He looks in no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is electrolyte acid base normal, creatinine 1.26, which is baseline for him, for a GFR around 57 in stage 3. A normal calcium phosphorus, no anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic hematuria proteinuria, likely chronic glomerulopathy, no biopsy has been done, clinically stable over time. Next number, CKD stage 3, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next paragraph, hypertension, fairly well controlled. Next number, gout, agree with discontinued HCTC, appears to be well controlled on allopurinol. We should do a uric acid to judge further adjustments for allopurinol. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. All questions answered. Come back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.